Blog Talk Radio.
We Live Harlem Radio is on blogtalkradio.com every Tuesday and Friday night. Hosted by your girls, Betty, a.k.a. the Harlem Princess, and co-hosted by Nicole, the Don Diva of Fashion. They bring you TNT Tuesdays and Champagne Fridays from 10 p.m. to 11. Their topics are about Harlem current events, headline news, celebrity news, interviews, and fashion, of course. Each topics are general but pack a punch. The show has a sassy style in combination with good music and humor. We Live Harlem Radio. It's more than a lifestyle. It's a movement.
Time will bring the real end about your crowd. Today there'll be no remnants, no trace, no residual. Feelings within you, day you won't remember, man. Your face will be the reason I smile, but I will not see what I cannot have forever. I'll always love you. I hope you feel the same. Oh, you play me dirty. When my affliction had to fill out my prescription, found the way I'm a fiend. I had to set you free.
Just finished listening to Maxwell pretty wings. You know, the Maxwell is the joint right now. Everybody is loving that man, including myself. I'm loving that single. Real quick, I'm going to get into this call because I see that they want to speak. So, 914, what it do? Welcome to We Live Harlem Radio.
Yo, Betty, what up? It's Landon. How are you?
What's up, Landon? How is everything?
You know, things are good. Things are good. You know, just showing my love and showing my support.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. How was your day today? I see that you was definitely on your grind.
Yeah, man. Out there with my team, want to give a shout-out to, Althea and Tyler and everybody else on my campaign staff who's helping me, trying to get me elected. And shout-out to Reverend Williams. We did an anti-gun violence event out in Brooklyn, you know, just trying to get these kids positively involved in the community.
That's right. That's right. I see that you're doing big things. And tomorrow, let the guys know that where you're going to be at.
Tomorrow, man, we can be all over the spot. But we're going to be in Morningside Heights by Columbia on 114th and Broadway from 9 to 10.
Yes.
And then from 10 to 12, we're going to be on 123rd and Morningside at a flea market. And then we're heading to a block party / barbecue from 1 to 3 on 119th between 7th and Lenox.
Mm-hmm. So, guys, y'all heard that first here on We Live Harlem Radio. So, if y'all are in the area, please go through and help this brother out. You know, I was speaking with an attorney. He's, I don't know if you heard of him before. His name is Edward Fordham. His office is located on 135th, like a door down from IHOP and 7th Avenue. And I was talking to him about you, Landon, and he said he would like to speak with you. He goes, he has been in the political all the way with Jesse Jackson to the Rainbow Coalition. So, so he was like, he would like to speak to you, you know, if he can.
Absolutely. Tell him to pass all my information to him. Of course I'll speak to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to give some of a shout out. So I went to my fraternity, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. It's our conclave way right now down in New Orleans. Her President Clinton speaking down there right now. And then on Sunday, a shout out to the NAACP, you know, it's their centennial celebration. And I'm speaking at their youth event, their youth leadership on Sunday at the Marriott at 11 a.m. So I'm really excited about that. It's going to be real big.
Oh, that's what's up. Are you nervous?
I mean, public speaking is I don't get nervous about public speaking, so I'm good. But I'm going to be speaking to about 800 to 1,000 people, so that's going to be a little different for me.
Oh, okay. Do we got Nicole on the air?
What'd you say?
I was seeing if my co-host. Okay,
hello.
There she go. That is my co-host, Landon Nicole.
Hi, Landon. How are you?
I'm well, my dear. I'm well, my dear. How are thou?
I'm good. I had so many people talking to me just now. I had to put the mic on mute.
You big time. Right now, actually, there's a lot of young professionals that are 17 below right now on 8th Ave and 117th, 116th, man. They're having a good time, man. But I'm babysitting my little nephew, so I can't even party with them right now.
Oh, it's open up to teenagers? I heard it's really nice in there.
Yeah, Sanaya and E, man, the owners, man, you know, as someone running for city council, I'm a big supporter of small businesses. So they're doing their thing, man. They're really doing their thing.
Okay, yes. Remember I was telling you my friend Jeff, who just opened up his restaurant in Queens what's his brother's name? Primo.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where they like to go and hang out with, you know, I guess people from Congress and a lot of people from politics. So okay. So that's what's the event? What's the theme tonight?
It was just a little after-work young professionals event. You know, positive black folks just trying to do something cool, have a couple good drinks.
Okay.
Nothing you can complain about. You know, I appreciate it when young professionals just go out there and have a good time and spend their money uptown instead of going downtown.
Right.
Is it still going on or is it over?
Yeah, it should be going. It's Friday night, so 17 below be cracking till about 2 in the morning.
Wow.
Hold on,
Wait.
We got a caller that's calling in. Let's see who this is real quick. 637, what it do? Welcome to We Live Harlem Radio.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I'm calling in. I'm sitting here listening, and I'm a young professional, and I was wondering, were you going to be there tonight, Landon?
Okay, I don't know if you can still hear me. Can they still hear me?
Yes, they
can. Yeah, they can still hear you.
Well, I'm babysitting my little nephew right now. So until I'm done with my babysitting duties, you know, as uncle, I can't hang out. But I think my man Socks is coming out. I think I will be going out. So I might make a cameo at 17 Below. I stopped there by that early, though.
Oh, well, then since I'm on the air, before I go, let me shout out. I'm a young up-and-coming designer, and I'm having my first show Fashion Week September 15th. And I'm having it uptown, keeping it uptown instead of downtown for all you boutique owners. Email We Live Harlem, and I'll get out info so you can RSVP. Thank you. Now,
September 15th is a big day. That's my primary day. That's when I'm going out. Hopefully, we'll get elected. So hopefully,
yes,
we can get everyone to vote, and then we'll celebrate at your fashion show.
Yes, so we'll start. The doors open at 7. The show's going to start promptly at 8 o'clock. So we'll get that information out there in the next 2 weeks so people can get those RSVPs in. I'm out, though. I might start by 17 Below, but I'm definitely going to go by Mocha's for a party. So,
how
or
Mocha's?
Irene.
Has Mocha's, is Mocha's still, like, really nice?
Yeah, I have fun there. I have fun at 17 Below also, so that's what I said. And they're right across from each other, so I can hit them both. It's Friday. All right.
Well, Eighth Avenue is kind of a cracking spot now because you got Nectar Wine Bar, you got Mocha, 17
Melba's.
Below.
Melba's is nice.
And then you got my man Carl Scott on 67 Orange Street. It's cracking too.
Yeah, I've been in there. That's nice. That's nice. And they had it downstairs and with the big table. So if you got a nice ass party, go downstairs. That's cool little spot.
Remember that
club
again? Downstairs?
Yes.
I mean, if you have a party, it's like a full party. Like, let's say you got like 6, 8, 10 people. You want to just have a real intimate intimate setting.
Yeah,
that's where you go to. It's real cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they serve food.
Shout out to the owner. Yeah, they got food. They got a raw bar and they got a buffalo slider. They got a bunch of.
They have food and good drinks. I might add.
Okay.
So, okay.
Miss Young Professional, where'd you go to school, Miss Young Professional?
Well, actually, I've been to a few, but I got my degree from fashion design at FIT.
Right.
I'm working on my bachelor's. I have my associates. They do that little 2-year, you know, thing. And then you continue, But I went to Howard first, and I transferred to FIT. So,
all
right.
Keep doing your grind. Just keep being that
positive. Yeah, I signed your petition. I've seen you out when I'm walking my dog.
Thank you,
Tony. Of Lindy. So.
What's up?
But okay, so let me go. All right, so it was nice to get my info out, and hopefully I'll see you, Landon. Bye.
So we'll take your call after. So hold on, so we can get your information.
Okay, I got her.
Okay.
She's still listening. So that's what's up. Like I said, guys, every week. Call in 347-884-8894, and everything that we talk about is on the blog, which is www.weliveharlem.com/blog/. So that's interesting. I want to know, what is that club that's over there, like on 116th and like 7th Avenue, and it's all white?
116th and 7th Avenue?
I just went past there. I'm on 118th and 7th.
Okay, maybe it's a little bit further up. 17th and 18th Street, and it's all white.
Is it with a
and
black
like
canopy?
Yes.
Oh,
and it's like,
oh, that's not. Nah, there's a little issue with that. That's the El Cafe. It's a hostel. Our building's a hostel. But at first they said only people who live in the hostel could go there. But I think they might be changing their policy though. I had an issue when they tried to say people in the community couldn't go in there. But then maybe, you know, maybe I don't want to support a spot that doesn't want the community in there, you know?
This is true. Get out of here. That's a very beautiful hostel. Yeah, I thought
it
was really a club. Like a lounge type. Oh, well, that's interesting. Well, they really do need to change their policies because it's supposed to be a community thing.
That's good.
whose phone is that? Is it one of our phones?
That's the car.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, real quick, I wanted to get into some world event. This is for you, Nicole. I had this information for you for Tuesday, but I didn't get a chance to get to it because we had other callers call in. Did you know that the Honduras president was outed from the country last week?
I'm sorry, Sunday? Mommy, I didn't hear you.
You didn't hear nothing I said just now?
No. Sunday.
Okay. This Sunday, the president of Honduras was outed from the country. Did you know that?
No, but I heard about the drama that's going on out there. Mm-hmm. So this happened this Sunday.
This Sunday, Mr. Zelaya was ousted from the country because of treason and corruption. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, well, I'm happy he's out of there. Because, like, the pay and moving, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, other ethnic groups coming into the country, but there's something wrong when you're not doing for your own people and your people are working for the whole day making something like $10 American money. They will never be able to buy a house, even if it is $70,000 for a mini mansion.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm happy that he's out.
So how long was he the
stays out?
How long was he the president of the country? Did you know? I didn't get that information.
No, I don't know how long he's been the president of the country. I have no idea on that.
Well, he did buy out the
country. We can Google it.
I'm sure. But he vowed to come back because, you know, when he did get kicked out, he came to the States. So he was vowed to come back this Sunday that passed. So they wouldn't let him in. He phoned the military down in Honduras or however, and they told him if he landed that he will be arrested. But he ended up landing in, for real. So he ended up saying that he's gonna land because, of course, he has supporters in his country who believe that he didn't do anything. So he's like, he will parachute down. He do not even care. So they end up letting him land in Nicaragua. So
he did land.
Okay, I hear you. We're gonna get into a song real quick because we gonna. Tonight, guys, I didn't even get to what is tonight. Tonight is Charge It to the Game Fridays. What do Charge It to the Game mean to you? People say all type of different stuff. When it comes to relationships and the way it goes, people be like, Charge It to the Game. You know, that's just the way things go. But what do Charge It to the Game mean to you? Call in, guys, 347-884-8894. We're going to get what it means to Nicole. And we're going to get what it means from Landon. And what it means from Landon. So we're going to get into a song real quick. What do Charge It to the Game mean to you?
Charge It to the Game?
Uh-huh.
It's like fucking Starbucks over.
Well, hold your thought, though, Landon. So I'm about to go into a song real quick, and then we're going to come back to all that. So
I'm
going to go. Huh?
I got to make song requests.
Well, depending on if I have it, what is it?
I'm messing, man. Yeah, you probably don't have my songs.
Well, maybe if you say it real quick, I could download it and have it up by the time before the show was up.
Anything by CeeLo Green, man. I'll support.
CeeLo Green?
Yes, sir. From Goody Mob.
Oh, CeeLo. Okay, got you. All right, we're gonna go into Jaheim, Never. We Live Harlem Radio. It's more than a lifestyle. It's definitely a movement, guys. Stay tuned.
Yeah. Oh. No. I used to be the kind of brother that thought I would never slow down. I used to swear that I don't even care what happens, but baby, right now, you changed my mind, and it took some time, but now I understand, I can be a better man. I never had a chance to meet a lover quite like you. You revealed another part in me, girl, your love is tried and true.
Never.
Will I break your heart?
Never.
Will we ever part?
Never.
Can't believe I used to say it. I used to say
never.
What I love this way.
Never.
Give my heart away. Never would this player hang his jersey up and leave the game. Never would have thought in a million years I would be here. That's why I say
never.
What I know the truth.
Never.
When I know that you would come into my life and make everything new. Oh, never would have thought I would take your hand. Girl, I swear I would never, 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 never say never again. Again. Baby, 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 baby. Baby, 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 baby.
There ain't no question that I love you. I know we've had our ups and downs. But through the tears, I know there is nowhere I can say I'd rather be now. You're my shining star. Cause you got my heart and now I hold your hand. Cause you made me a stronger man. I wish that I could place the whole world in front of you. But a man is just a man, so baby, here's my vow to you, babe.
Never
will I break your heart.
Never
will we ever part.
Never
can't believe I used to say it. I used to say
never
would I love this way.
Never
give my heart away.
Never
would this player hang his jersey up and leave the game. Never would have thought in a million years I would be here. And that's why I say,
never,
had I known the truth,
never,
when I know that you would come into my life and make everything new, oh, never would have thought
oh,
I would take your hand, girl, I swear, I would never, 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 never say never. From the day you came along, I sung a brand new song, that you're a special part of me. Before I had no clue, I was lost till I found you, baby. I'm proud to be yours, and I vow to say, I can't believe that I used to say, never would I love this way. Give my heart away. Never would this player hang his jersey up and leave the game. Never. No, 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 never. No, 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 no. I would never, 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 never say never again.
Yeah, guys. Welcome back to We Live Harlem Radio, where it's more than a lifestyle. It's definitely a movement. And y'all called in to Charger to the Game Fridays. And what do Charger to the Game mean to you? So we're going to get into that. Nicole, what do Charger to the Game mean to you?
I got to be the first one.
Because you laugh when I first said it.
Well, I'm just going to keep it real short. Not on my tab.
Don't charge it to your tab.
That's what charge it to the game means for me.
Not on your tab. Okay, okay. So what do it mean to you, Mr. Landon?
Charge it to the game?
Uh-huh.
Depends what issue we talking about, like what happens to you, you know, just sometimes it's things, no matter what you do, it's just, you can't do nothing about it, like you just charge to the game, like somebody broke into my car not too long ago, you know what I mean, and you know, I locked my car, thank God they didn't break any glass, I don't know how they did it,
mm-hmm.
But you know, I was just lucky, sometimes, you know, they could have taken my car, they could have done 10 times worse, they just like charge to the game, it is what it is, you know, maybe I left my door unlocked, maybe that's my fault. So,
right.
I mean, I guess that's the only thing I can say in charge of the game, politics. You know, things are dirty in politics. You know, I can't get upset because that's politics. Charge of the game. That's what it is.
Yes.
That's the life I'm about to get into. I need to get ready for it.
Now, I have a good question for you that was asking me. Now, what do you say? I'm going to be a little devil advocate because, you know, when I was out there on Wednesday, you know, getting the signatures, you get a lot of characters. So you get the people who say, why should I vote? Every time I vote, my vote is not being heard or counted, and all this stuff is going on upstate anyhow. Why should I even bother voting? What can you say to those people?
That is so true.
Because this is the one thing that we forget, though. Just voting is not enough. You got to do more than just vote. Not only you got to vote, then you got to keep your politicians accountable. So that means, are you calling? Are you leaving messages saying and writing letters saying, look, I'm not happy about this service. I'm not happy about this. If this service does not improve in the next thing, I'm going to make sure, not only do I not vote for you, but I'm going to get a coalition together of people who aren't going to vote for you. That's how you get politicians to listen. Because when you start saying, I'm going to give money to your competition and organize voters against you, I guarantee you all of a sudden you're going to get people listening. And and sometimes people get upset at, in our community, you have diverse people moving in now, and they're wondering why certain things are changing. And I think part of it is because they're organizing, writing letters, making sure that their issues are being heard. And we might march in the streets sometimes, but we don't take the real action. Marching in the streets doesn't do much. But when you write letters and you put money together and start political action committees saying, look, I'm going to put my money behind somebody else to make sure my issues are being heard, politicians will start listening.
Right.
Exactly. Like when all these African-American kids are being stopped for no reason and having their cars searched illegally just because they came probably from a store that they don't even know that maybe have some little swindle going on. Like, stuff like that. Like, people just be like, no, it's just the police. I'm just going to get out of here. But you didn't do anything wrong. So why should you run? Having like a battle, a rapping battle, whatever they call it, and the police jump out their van and y'all all run. Like, what you running for? Y'all just rhyming. It's a hot summer day. Y'all rhyming. Why you gotta run to the police?
I was on 129 in Lenox. I was out there with Pastor Williams, and we hang out the kids there because we try to pop these. They're good kids. They might get in trouble here, but they're good kids. And I was out there racing them, just showing them that, just because I'm an older guy and I might be running for office, I still like to have fun. I'm still competitive, And I actually beat kids in these races.
Right.
And they're 20, 19, 18. But we were chilling there for a minute. There's like 20 of them. And a cop, the Northern Borough has like road patrols. And these cops were out on us. But they stopped at the last second because some other cops that we know from the 32nd Precinct were like, nah, chill, they cool. But they were about to jump. They were about to jump out on us. And these are me, a reverend, and another gentleman who are positive influences in the community. And who knows what would have happened when they jumped out on us? Because my reaction might have got me in trouble because I'd have been like, what's up? I'm doing nothing wrong. I'm chilling on 129 in Lenox with some kids having a good time. Why are you bothering me?
Right.
So
and then
I understand.
You would have got feet in your mouth. For opening it and voicing your opinion, which is the First Amendment.
Now, only difference is, though, how I would have reacted to the cops now to maybe a younger brother. I'm not going to yell because I'm getting...
Right, but when they're all together, don't forget, it's just Navy Blue is a gang of its own. It's not even
exactly.
Respect, love, and peace for the community. It's really not.
Mm-hmm.
They're really nasty people.
Not all of them, but most of them.
Are really nasty. Just like a few years ago, there was a cop downtown directing traffic. The person I was with asked the cop if they can turn, make a left turn here. The cop turned around and said, hi. The cop turned around. I'm distracted right now. Sorry. The cop turned around and said, I'm sorry. Hi, Aunt Jamie. How are you?
Okay. Shout out to Aunt Jamie.
Betty said hi. She said hello. The cop turns around and said, you better keep going before I slice your tires. And it was like, why would you say that to somebody? Why would you say that. Like, that's not even, like, right. That's not even professional. Why would you tell someone to keep going straight or you're going to bust their tires? Like,
I mean,
that's not nice.
Haters.
The problem is,
yeah.
You got some, you got young bucks who are in the police department now who don't live in the city, have no respect for those who live in the city, even regardless of color. You know, they look down to it just because we're in New York City, and they feel they can just do whatever they want, and that's not fair to anybody, black, white, Spanish, or Asian. So, I mean, we got to get positive people to police force. Unless we need positive people in our community.
That's true. We got a caller. Let's see what this caller is about. 637, welcome to We Live Harlem Radio.
Actually, I was still listening, so I just called back. But I have to say that I've always ran to good police. I'm sorry. But
yeah, you might have
my,
ran into
can
a
I
good
give
police.
My experience, please?
Yes, you can. Okay. But are you talking for New York NYPD?
I'm talking about New York NYPD, yes.
Okay.
Now, mind you, so I'm driving, and I thought it was a cab, so I'm trying to make this light on 116th and Lenox Ave. What happened? Hello? Okay, and Lenox Ave. And so I thought it was a cab, so I cut them off, like, literally, because I was trying to make the light, and it was a bus turning, so I, like, zoomed in. Cause I did some illegal driving, yes, to get through the light and to come around, and, like, two lights up, the police pulled me over. And he came to the car, and he's like, you know, why are we pulling you over, whatever, never. And I'm like, yes, but, you know, it's the car. You know, I drive a fast car. I use that as an excuse. Like, yeah, I know, but it's the car. I thought people drive like that in New York, whatever, whatever, whatever. And he was just like, well, okay, but don't do it again. And just let me go.
That's one of the ones we do say
good.
You know, that's one of the cops we say is good. You know,
so, but not, you need police, so I'm sorry. And not all police are bad. You do have but in any field, you have good and bad people,
wait
even
a minute.
In politics.
Caller.
Okay.
Let's all take turns. Now, Amanda, I hear you talking?
No, I'm saying by no means are all police officers bad. It's just like on the police officers, and when they try to use the excuse why they treat us a certain way. And the reality is, it's only a slim minority of us who are really bad, you know what I'm saying? But they use that as an excuse to have very aggressive police tactics against us. You know, everybody on this phone line right here are good people. You know, we might make a mistake here, but we're good people. People in the projects are good people. It's just that, you know, there's that one out of every 50, 100 people, there's that one knucklehead who's going to do something stupid.
Right.
And that one knucklehead messes up for everybody, just like the cops.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I've had a bunch of good cops who let me go when I was blatantly wrong for speeding or something. And then in my freshman year in high school, I had a cop put my head through a billboard. So, I mean, I did nothing. I was coming from a basketball game from my high school with me and my best friend. And he was chilling. So, I mean, that was going to leave a bad taste in your mouth.
This is true.
Well, yeah. But I just feel like you have good people and you have bad people, and no matter what field you're in, really politics, Landon, keep that in mind, I hope.
You
get seduced by a lot of things in politics, but, you know, but that's what I guess we have you for. You're going to work on all those bad police.
So, Carla, what do charges to the game mean to you?
When you, well, I don't know, I don't want to use another slang term for a slang term, but that's just like you chalk it as a loss, you know, whatever, it's whatever, what can you do, basically, and that's what I feel it means, what can you do, forget about it. So, all right, I'm about to get ready to go out, peace.
Bye, Carla. All right, she said it is chalk it up to experience, okay. Well, so we got 25 minutes to go, and Landon asked for a song. So I got a song for you, Landon. It's CeeLo, or should I say Sophia Fresh featuring CeeLo. All right?
Okay.
We're calling radio. It's more than a lifestyle. It is a movement. Stay tuned, guys.
I'm super bad, super bad.
Yeah.
T-Pain,
Sophia Fresh.
I'm super fast,
CeeLo
Green.
Oh,
I'm super fast, super fast.
They want some of my McLovin.
Okay.
I'm super fast.
People pushing and a shoving. Super fast, got it, hopping out of blue Chevy. The party don't start till I get there. Pulling in the driveway, I hope you ready. Shall I proceed? Yes, indeed. I'ma push my body, don't hurt nobody. Flip in the side, I'ma shut down the party. It ain't gonna be over to me and my girl, please. I know you want a piece of me, boy, you better just look. I'm super fast, oh super fast. They want some of my McLovin.
Okay.
I'm super fast, I'm super fast. People pushing and a shoving.
Okay. I'ma work my body 4 hours and a half. Sweat tripping on me, on me. Shawty in the clique all across the club just sad, sad. Tripping on me, on me.
Shawty, you can hate but you won't say nothing. Nothing bad cause I came up in the parking lot stunting. Nothing. Got all of my girls in the straight hair hunting.
I know she want a piece of me, but she better just look.
Landon, my back. I just downloaded it. I see it says Sophia Fresh featuring CeeLo. I guess he's in the video. But I got another one coming up. I got another one coming up for you.
No, that's all right, man. Yo, people sleep on CeeLo, man. I mean, I didn't get really put on the Southern rap until I went to Morehouse down in Atlanta. But but CeeLo, man, one of the more talented cats out there.
He is. He definitely is. It's just that.
Did me dirty. It's cool.
It's, no, I got you. I got something else downloading, so I might have you this time.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? That sounds like Trina.
Sophia Fresh. Who is that?
No idea.
I heard the song before, Super Bad before, you know, on Time Warner little music thing. Yeah.
Okay, I was about to say, it sounds familiar, but she sounds so much, her voice sounds so much like Trina.
Well, you know, rap today, man. Everybody sounds like everybody.
Oh, did anybody get to watch Good Morning America today?
No, what happened?
Queen Latifah coming out with a new album, and she was promoting it on Angie Martinez yesterday on Hot 97, and she was going to sing 3 new joints off of her album. And she was just saying, you know, she's going to try to open up the doors again for women because, like, she never knew the game to be so dominated by men only.
Oh, yeah.
So so she said, you know, it's been a minute, but she came back out, and I don't know if the album is totally finished, but she sung 3 songs.
Okay, who's outside? Nicole, that must be you.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I am pacing.
Like a shoe.
I'm pacing in Central Park right now.
Ah.
I'm just walking back and forth in Central Park.
It's kind of late, girlfriend. Be careful.
It is, but I'm on the resident side, and everyone has a doorman over here. So if they snatch me up with the doorman and this big belly, then they real good.
Rub Ethan for me. I got some quick gossip. And I might have. I got some quick gossip. Did y'all see the Michael Jackson memorial? I don't think.
Yes.
Did you, Landon? Did you be able to catch it later on that night?
Actually, yes. I haven't seen it.
Ah, well, they had Jennifer Hudson on there with her big old belly.
She looked amazing.
Didn't she? She
yes.
was so cute. Also, who's out and about at Diddy All White Affair party this weekend, 4th of July. I hope everybody had a good 4th of July, because I did. I went to the beach, to Coney Island. But Lauren London was out and about with her belly as well. She looks cute. I still can't believe that her and Lil Wayne, you know, procreated. I'm just
trying to think what you think about having unprotected sex with Lil Wayne. Sorry. You just all that tease out there. I mean, it just.
And did you know Nivea is pregnant right now by him as well?
Yeah, allegedly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because I had, it's crazy. They 7 months pregnant. Each of them. They both 7 months pregnant at the time, right now. Mm. I think she's carrying his son. Mm-hmm. That is something else. You speechless, ain't you?
I mean, I don't mess, till you're married, man, wrap it up. I couldn't imagine one of my female friends having unprotected sex with Lil Wayne. I would look at him like, are you serious? What are you doing?
All right.
Just up at half of New Orleans.
This is true. I don't know. But, I guess they figured because it is Lil Wayne and who he is and everything, why not, right?
Yeah, so the Magic Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be real scary, and I know it had to come out, but just like Magic Johnson was the first big star, I guarantee it that there are hip hop cats out there that are HIV positive, and they're hiding it, not coming out, and I think that will send the ripple effect through the music industry.
Oh, of course, they had reports out so many times about. They keep putting this, blurb out every now and again about how it's a Houston rapper. He's out here. He has AIDS. And he's trying to do everything to cover it up. So everybody's like, well, who's the Houston rapper? You got so many different people in Houston. You got Scarface. Am I right? Isn't he a Houston rapper? You have, what's that other dude, the light-skinned guy that bought something? There's so many people out there. You may never know.
Because the scariest story I ever heard, man, One of my people in the industry was telling me about this girl, this young lady who's contracted HIV from someone in the industry, and she's supposed to be allegedly extremely gorgeous, very beautiful, unbelievably beautiful, and she was just so vindictive how she obtained it, where if a guy wants to have unprotected sex, she says nope, she doesn't object to it, knowing well that she might be HIV positive, and that whole process is scary. I couldn't imagine someone purposely spreading such a disease,
Mm-hmm.
Hear stories every once in a while, and we got to stop. HIV is spreading like wildfire, and Black women are being affected the worst right now. And it's
mm-hmm.
we got, it's no longer what you can call a gay white man disease. Black women are most likely to contract HIV now,
and that is something. And that's because a lot of these brothers is on the down Lizzo. That's another show. Okay, we got these thug dudes out here. Bopping it around, but we really liking, the other side of town. That's how we be contracting it. It's dangerous. People be playing games.
Yeah, that is a mess.
Chris Brown was also at the White Affair. I see that he's out and about having the fun.
My co-host. I'm still here, but I am going to Carmine, so I'm going to start driving. So I'm still listening to you guys, all right?
The car is multitasking. Yeah, you driving.
Yeah. So I'll hit you back after the show, but I'm gonna still listen to you guys. Landon, right. It was nice meeting and talking to you, and I guess we'll see each other face to face. So, is he still on?
Yeah.
Can he hear me?
Unless he's doing something.
Okay.
Oh, maybe he clicked over.
Talking about me?
Yeah, you don't land it.
I'm sorry. I thought y'all having a conversation. I didn't want that.
He was talking about you. Hope to see you soon.
Oh, no. Like I said, y'all can come out tomorrow, man. Y'all can definitely help us out.
Well, Landon, I'm due on Tuesday, so I won't be making too much moves.
That's what Shelly said. She's like, you do like any second now, you driving
exactly.
The Carmine?
Well, I'm in the car with Aunt Janie, so I'm with family right now, so.
Okay.
I should be fine.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Tell everybody much love. Love them.
Okay, they're going to still, she's going to listen to you right now. She's going to finish listening the remainder of the show out.
Oh, okay. Cool. All right, so I'll just mute your mic then.
Okay, that's cool.
All right. Yeah. Now, back to what we were talking about. What was we talking about? I forgot. Anyhow, we're all talking about Chris Brown. Oh, age. That was, you know, we got Shelly in the studio. She's listening in. Another thing that I found kind of funny online is that Flavor Flav went to Michael Jackson's parents' house, right, to give them their condolences. They told him to beat it. They was like, get out of here. We don't want your condolences. We're good. I think that's disrespectful. What do you think?
Well, I mean, speaking of Michael, man, like, look, I'm one of the biggest Michael fans, you know, ever, man. Like, I got a picture of me going to one of his concerts when I was, like, 4 years old. And, you know, I went to two Michael Jackson concerts, you know. Man in the Mirror is my favorite song. Off the Wall is my favorite album.
What concert did you end up going to?
I went to his Thriller concert in 84, and I went to his Bad concert in 88.
I ain't never get to go to one because the only thing I had was a Michael Jackson doll, and I stripped his ass. I wish I took better care of him because I'd be rich right now.
I mean, I had all that stuff out. Man, I wish I had it too. Still in the box. It'd be worth some money.
We got Shelly from the street calling in real quick, Landon. Hold on. Hey, Shelly.
Well, I guess I'm still listening, and I'm multitasking too. But I went to that same concert. It's the Victory Tour, the one with all his brothers. Well, you were like four, so I guess you don't remember. But I still have my book from the Victory Tour, so I just wanted to say that.
Oh, that might have been the Victory Tour. It was at Madison Square. One was at Madison Square Garden. One was at Meadowlands.
Well, I'm not from New York, so I'm originally from Cleveland, so that's where I saw Michael Jackson. I was really small too, but I know my sister still. We still have our book. My older sister still has it. But that was the one with his brother. That there was in '84. That was the Victory Tour. That was the one where he did Thriller. So yeah.
Only because I did my little research.
I did my little research on that when I was really young, also. But I remember I was there. Okay.
I had my little red jacket, and I met Hector Camacho, the boxer. I got a picture of him. That's all. I don't remember any of this, though. I remember the other concert when I was like seven, so I remember that one a little bit. One thing about the Michael Jackson, though, like, you know, the news and, you know, this guy Peter King just kept saying, oh, he was a pedophile and this and that. I think one problem we have here in our country, though, you know, with celebrity, is how we treat celebrities sometimes. We forget that, you know, they're human, and I couldn't imagine not being able to walk out my own house and just get a cup of coffee. I couldn't imagine having that type of lifestyle. And even though he was rich and famous, you know what I'm saying? It was just tough. Like, how do you live that type of lifestyle where everywhere you go, people are going to mob you? Hello?
We're here. I just had, you know, I got a new phone. AT&T is messing with me. But, yeah, I heard what you were saying. I heard everything that you said. But,
That was in my era.
Wow.
That, I mean, like, other than I said, I had my little Michael Jackson doll. That was it. That was it. How did you feel during the Victory Tour?
What'd you say?
How did you feel during the Victory Tour?
I mean, like I said, I was like 4 years old, so I can't really remember much.
Wait, you said you went to the tour in 84, right?
Yeah, 80. It was like 84, 85. I was 3 or 4 years old.
Oh, so you were just too small to just get that whole feeling of it.
Yeah. Like I said, I remember the bad tour a little bit more. But like I said, I just have a picture. I was with my grandma when my grandma was still alive, and you know, it's just a slight memory I have of it. But it's something that, you know, I still appreciate though.
That's true. That's
but
true. Shout out to Be Encouraged Radio. We see you. You had a good show. Happy 100th show to Be Encouraged Radio. You did keep up the good work. You're doing a great job, Charles. That was a good show today. Yeah, some good music playing and stuff. That was around 4:30 today. Also, guest 3894, we see you. Yeah, that was time that, you know, my friend said she had a Michael Jackson coat on. I mean, his little jacket. I ain't have that. I didn't get that deep.
I mean, I was a Michael fan. I mean, I remember you, you know, dancing like him and everything. I mean, every kid did back then, though.
You didn't do the moonwalk? You didn't attempt to do the moonwalk?
Yo, I did the moonwalk. But what was crazy, though, someone had a video on Facebook of this tap dancer from the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And he does the moonwalk in this video.
They said he stole the moonwalk. It's really, the original name is the Campbell, the backslide. So, you know, he just updated it, and he made it his own. I just look at it that way.
Yeah, yeah. But we get to a big argument, what's the best dance he ever did? And the argument came down to the moonwalk and the lean and smooth criminal. And I think everyone went with the lean and smooth criminal was the ultimate Michael Jackson dance move.
That's true. I think you're right. Everybody wanted to do that lean. And they did unveil how he did it. Of course, I think everybody knew he had to use some type of pulley or something to make him lean. So
he
also made some shoes that was magnetic that stuck to the ground.
Ah, I never knew that.
That is slick. He had the whole drawing of how he wanted it. He came up with everything. He was a genius.
Oh, I mean, you cannot take away his marketing ability, how he marketed himself, his entertainment value. But people forget, because a lot of people are young now, forget, because no one ever has done this. His videos used to be a primetime event. Fox, right before The Simpsons on Thursday, you know, Black and White, Remember the Time, Dirty Diana, like, all that stuff came out primetime, 8 o'clock, with 30 million people watching.
Mm-hmm.
No other entertainer is ever going to emulate that or ever duplicate that ever. Not Jay-Z, not Beyonce, none of them.
Nobody. You're right about that. You're definitely right. And every day, they got something new coming out about that man. But real quick, I want to finish up some gossip. For you Lil Wayne fans, that we were talking about Warren London earlier, how she was out and about at Diddy's White Affair. Lil Wayne, right now, if y'all didn't know, in July 07, he got charged with a gun charge. He was found with a handgun on his tour bus following a performance of Ja Rule at the Beacon Theater here in New York in July 07, like I was saying. So what Lil Wayne did, he hired a former FBI genetic agent and to attempt to avoid being prosecuted in New York on gun charges. They saying that, according to the New York Post, he will argue that the youth, what they did was unreliable. They messed up with the testing. Of course, they always going to say the cops messed up with the DNA on the gun and things of that nature. So what Lil Wayne is going to do is bring these people in so he can himself prove his innocence. So that's Lil Wayne.
I mean, when you got money, you can bring in people to help fight anything.
You're right. I don't really remember that time when he got. I barely remember when he got arrested.
I remember. Because
what do you call it, got busted too, remember? He's in trouble too. He was sent down, Cat Williams. He might be in trouble too. None of charges in New York is no joke.
What is he in trouble for?
Same thing, gun charge. They found
a gun
in his...
charge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know why he's carrying a gun. He was making fun of somebody doing the show, so, and he got smacked down. So, of course, he's going to Cat Williams. That's why he's carrying a gun. He ain't getting pimp smacked no more.
See, my thing is this, so you got that money, just like Clacko Burns. You got money, man, you hire a personal security guard who can carry one legally. Hey, well, look here, ladies. My nephew's grandparents just walked in. My babysitting duties are over.
Okay.
I think I'm about to go downstairs, go back to my spot, take my shower, get freshed up for the night. I haven't been out in a minute, so I think I'm going to check out the Harlem night and see what's cracking.
So you going back to that club you was talking about earlier? That lounge?
I might stop by to see what's good. I think I might just hit up some of my friends' houses and see what they're doing and keep it low key.
Makes sense. Yeah, sometimes you got
to
do that.
If I do go, I'm going to probably go to Brooklyn.
Oh, well, good luck with that. Hopefully you have a ride.
Oh, no, I got a whip. I'll drive it out there.
Okay, good. That's what I want to hear, because the trains is dangerous. All right, real quick, tell everybody we're going to be at tomorrow, real quick.
All right, this is Landon Dave, one of the city council 9th district of Central Harlem. I will be tomorrow at 9. I will be on 114th on Broadway from, 9 to 10, from 11 or, 10:30 to 12. I will be on 123rd in Morningside Avenue at the Fleet Market. And then from, 1 to 2 o'clock, 2:30, I'll be on 119th between Lenox and 7th at a block party / barbecue, getting signatures and talking to voters. So come out. It's supposed to be a nice day tomorrow. Enjoy yourselves. And then on Sunday at 11 o'clock, I'm speaking at the Marriott Marquis at the NAACP Centennial Celebration, speaking in front of 800 people about what it means to be a young leader and why it's important for us to stand up at this time of age for us. So thank you, ladies, for having me on your show as always.
Thank you.
And I hope you guys have a blessed night, and hope you're safe tonight. I hope you have a lot of fun tonight.
Thank you. Talk to you soon, right. Landon.
All right, everybody.
Later. Hi, guys. We got 2 minutes to go, so I'm going to quickly give my shout-outs. We didn't get to all the stuff because we had a caller calling in and, just making it do what it do while we live on radio. But everything that Landon said to you guys, y'all can definitely call in. The number is, I'm sorry, not calling, but visit the blog, I should say, www.welivehome.com/blog/, and you'll see those places where Landon is going to be at here in Harlem. I suggest if you got nothing to do, go out, support. I'll go to one of the places. I was thinking about the Market Hub because it's got 60 venues inside. So that's a lot of things to get into, guys. So, like I said, every Tuesday we be airing live at Creo from 6 p.m. to midnight. So please come through if you're in the area, 118th and 3rd. And we see you Tuesday. We Live Harlem Radio. It's more than a lifestyle. It is definitely a movement. We're going into Aaliyah. I miss you. Later, guys.
Is it your heart's still mine? Yeah, yeah.